Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹平安。
The Lord is good, and His faithful love is forever.
神是美好的，祂的慈爱长存。
I do not speak Cantonese, but my wife speaks Cantonese.
我不讲广东话，但是我老婆讲广东话。
And she did teach me just two phrases, like greeting, lei ho, and also I don't speak Cantonese.That's all I know.
教咗依兩句，唔識講廣東話，同埋你好。
Today we will focus on this theme of how do we pursue God's wisdom.
今日我哋嘅話題會集中響點樣去尋求神嘅智慧。
Before we get into the three very practical steps of how to pursue wisdom, what is God's wisdom?
我们在未讲神的智慧之前，我们首先要明白什么叫神的智慧。
Theologians, they define wisdom as this. God's wisdom means that God always chooses the best goals.
神学家告诉我们，神的智慧就是神会选择最好的目标和最好的手段。
And the best means to those goals.
怎样去达成他的目的？
It means that God's decisions about what He will do are always wise decisions.
咁就话俾我哋听，神嘅旨意永远都系最聪明嘅，最有智慧嘅。
And that these decisions that they will always bring about the best results for God's glory.
神的旨意永远都是在这些最好的情况之下来到达成祂的荣耀。
So actually in our text in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6 and 7 actually will tell us where does wisdom come from.
在箴言第二章第六至七节就会告诉我们神的旨意在哪里来。
So if you have your Bibles, turn to Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6, 7 and 8.
如果你有聖經的話，你睇箴言第二章第七到第八節。
For the Lord gives wisdom; from His mouth come knowledge and understanding.
他給正直人存留真智慧，給行為純正的人作盾牌。
Seven, He stores up success for the upright. He is a shield for those who live with integrity.
呢句先係。剛才一句是因為耶和華賜人智慧，智慧和聰明都由他口出來。
8. So that he may guard the paths of justice and protect the way of his loyal followers.
為要保守公平人的路，護庇虔敬人的道。
So in this verse we see that wisdom comes from God.
在這裡我們看到智慧是由神而来的。
And those who live according to this, to His wisdom, will live with integrity, and they will succeed in God's eyes.
同埋嗰啲寻求神同埋遵守佢嘅旨意嘅人。
Also, Romans 16:27, God is called the only wise God.
喺罗马书第六十六章第二十七节，佢里面讲到神系唯一嘅智慧。
In the Old Testament, the book of Job.Chapter 9, verse 4, it says that God is wise in heart, and with him are wisdom and might.
在約伯記第九章第四節裡面講到神在心裡面是明智的，同埋佢有一齊嘅智慧可能，佢嘅忠告同理解。
Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 that Christ, the Son of God, is the wisdom of God.
在保羅仲講到喺哥林多前書第一章廿四章。裡面寫到從三十節寫到，基督係被稱為基督上帝嘅智慧。
So we see that wisdom is both God's gift and it is also human pursuit.
我哋喺度睇到神嘅智慧係神嘅禮物，亦都係人嘅要去追尋求嘅。
In Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7, King Solomon he sets the tone for the whole book of Proverbs.
喺箴言第一章嗰度，大家睇到所罗门王喺开始嘅时候已经讲到神嘅智慧。
Proverbs 1:7 says, "Fear the Lord. Fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and understanding.
喺箴言第一章第七节里面讲到，敬畏耶和华系智慧嘅开端，愚妄人藐视智慧同埋粪秽。
So before we go into three practical steps on how to pursue wisdom, let us remember that God's wisdom comes when we fear Him.
我哋要讲三个步骤点样去寻求神嘅智慧，但系首先第一样最重要嘅就系敬畏神。
So why should you and I as Christians, as members of Chinese Baptist Church, pursue wisdom?
咁我哋要问下自己，点解我哋喺 CBC 教会里面要寻求神嘅智慧咧？
Well, besides the theme this year that Pastor Choi said, it's God's word is sweeter than honey.
今年2018年嘅主题，创牧师话俾我哋听系神嘅话语比蜂蜜更甘甜。
But also, as we look through the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus, in Luke chapter 2, verse 40, Jesus grew in God's wisdom.
喺路加福音嗰度第二章睇到神。耶穌喺作為一個會喺神嘅智慧裏面成長嘅。
Jesus, the Son of the Living God, still was pursuing and actively living according to God's word.
喺呢段經文裏面睇到，就算耶穌佢都仍然需要尋求神嘅智慧喺裏面成長。
Also, brothers and sisters, don't we all want to have the best results and outcomes in every area of our life?
弟兄姊妹，我哋系咪都好想喺无论喺边一方面，我哋都系达到神俾我哋嘅最好嘅效果咧？
Those of us here who are younger in age, don't you want the best results and be successful in your education or career?
比较年轻嘅弟兄姊妹都系希望喺我哋嘅学业啊，或者系职场上面都系会比较成功嘅咧。
And others, don't we want God's blessing and best outcomes in our family, in our relationship, in our children and grandchildren?
比较年长啲嘅弟兄姊妹可能会希望神嘅祝福俾我哋嘅家庭啊，俾我哋嘅儿女同埋儿孙有比较好嘅将来。
Of course we do, and every serious believer in the Lord Jesus is called to seek the Lord and His wisdom.
所有认真追从神嘅人咧，都要去寻求神嘅智慧。
So let's go back to Proverbs chapter 2, and we will draw three simple practical points on how to seek for God's wisdom and direction in our life.
喺箴言二章一至五节，我哋会系喺里面揾三点出嚟，系究竟点样先可以寻求神嘅智慧咧
？First is King Solomon. God is calling us to pay attention to His word. To pay attention to His word.
里面第一个我哋要睇到嘅，神要去注意佢嘅话语。
Verse 1, My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, if you accept my words.
在第一节那里讲到，我儿，你若领受我的言语，存记我的命令，里面强调的就是他的话语。
The word accept literally means to seize and to shelter.
领受的意思就是要接受和吸收。
King Solomon is telling his son and the future generations that if you want wisdom, you must first receive the word.
在里面讲到，如果你要有神的智慧，你一定要吸收接纳神的话语。
Actually, in these five verses in English language, the three conditional statements, three ifs, and this is the first if.
睇五節裏面，如果要睇英文嘅話咧，有三個 if， 如果呢個係第一個如果。
But we will focus only on the first two. So this first one, pay attention to His word. If you pay attention to His word，
呢度講到，如果我哋係注意佢嘅話語，如果領受佢嘅話語。
And the concluding is if you do that, verse 5, then you will understand the fear of the Lord.
咁你睇到回应翻第五节，佢会讲到，咁我哋就会敬畏神。
So how do we seize and shelter God's word into our heart?
我哋點先可以吸收 嚟領受神嘅話語咧？
On your own time, in your own home, at your own comfortable place, you're receiving God's word. You're reading, you're listening, meditating.
喺我哋屋企，我哋喺領受神嘅話語，睇神嘅話語，或者係喺度默想神嘅話語。
Every Sunday morning, we come together as a church to receive and hear His word.
星期日我哋嚟到教會，亦都係聽講道，亦都領受到佢嘅話語。
Solomon calls us to seize and shelter, pay attention to God's words.
所羅門呢度叫我哋領受、吸收佢嘅話語，吸神嘅話語。
The second is to place His word deep inside yourself, to place His word deep inside you.
第二個重點就係要深深咁放喺我哋嘅內心深處，將佢嘅話語。
In the same verse, the second part of verse, first verse, store up my commands within you.
第二節講到將佢嘅話語深藏喺我哋嘅心裏面。
What does it mean? It means to keep it in you, to remember the word, and to think about it. Store up treasure.
將呢啲財寶唔係淨係聽，而都係深藏喺我哋心裏面吸收同埋領悟。
And also, when it says deep within you, verse 2, listening closely to wisdom and directing your heart to understanding your heart.
第二節他裡面講到側耳聽智慧專心求聰明，係專心focus喺我哋聽神嘅話語裡面。
So God, wisdom of God speaks to the very depths of our soul and being.
神嘅話語係喺我哋嘅靈魂裡面同我哋靈魂講話。
So how do we keep it deep inside of us? How do we keep God's wisdom inside of us?
點樣將神嘅話語深深咁藏喺我哋內心裏面咧？
I see some of your those who have younger children. I see some of your children on Friday nights in Awana.
我星期五嘅時候喺 Awana 裏面都見到有啲弟兄姊妹嘅小朋友。
And also some of your children go to right now they're in Sunday school upstairs.
有啲小朋友而家都喺我哋嘅主日學裏面。
The teachers and the volunteers in Awana in Sunday school. Their main goal is to help boys and girls keep the word in their hearts.
我哋Awana也好，主日學也好，我哋嘅導師都係教導你哋嘅小朋友點樣將神嘅話語深深咁藏喺佢哋嘅內心裏面。
Now, is this the only way that our children or grandchildren should receive and store their hearts, store the word in their hearts?
係咪呢啲就係唯一可以將神嘅話語藏喺佢哋嘅心裏面嘅途徑咧？
Does it relieve us as parents and adults and non-teachers from sharing God's wisdom and God's word with them?
我哋作為長輩、父母、兄弟嘅，係咪都有呢個責任去將神嘅話語同佢哋溝通咧？
Of course not.
當然啦。
Parents are the primary teachers and disciples of their children.
父母就係小朋友最好嘅導師。
The church body, brothers and sisters here, you're also to come along and minister God's word to the next generation.
我哋會眾亦都係應該係聚喺一齊嚟到宣講神嘅話語，幫助小朋友去明白將神嘅話語藏喺佢哋嘅內心。
Last night we attended a wedding of a young couple who grew up in a church. They're in their 20s. They grew up in a church.
昨晚我哋去咗一個婚宴，係一個大概20幾歲嘅年青夫婦，佢哋係喺一個教會裏面出嚟嘅。
I actually did not know them, but the groom's mother asked me to help officiate the wedding of her son, whom I didn't know.
其實我唔係對佢哋唔好認識，但係嗰個。 新郎的媽媽叫我去幫手去主持個婚禮。
So for the last 3-4 months, as we were getting to know each other, and I was counseling and talking to them,
咁過去嗰三四個月，我就同呢對新人去會談。
I came to find out that both him and his bride, although they grew up in a church setting, they really did not know God's word.
喺呢度我就發現，其實佢雖然係喺教會裏面長大，但係佢對於神嘅話語其實都唔係好深入嘅認識。
And not only that, they did not really live according to God's wisdom.
最重要一點，其實佢神嘅智慧佢都冇跟隨去遵守。
Nor did they have this burning desire and passion to pursue God through His word.
比遺憾的就是他們都沒有去心去追隨和遵從神裡面所寫的話語。
So my short message to them, it was only 5-10 minutes long, focused on the good news of Jesus.
我就用五到十分鐘的時間跟他們說，他要集中在神的話語裡面去追隨耶穌。
And I told them, I said, if you want your married life to beGod honoring and successful in God's eyes, you must put Jesus first and put His word first.
同佢哋講，如果你係想你哋嘅婚姻符合神嘅心意，喺神作為美好嘅話咧，你哋一定要將神嘅話語擺喺首位嚟到跟隨佢。
So, brothers and sisters, church, we cannot assume that our children and grandchildren.Just by coming to church will really store up God's word in their hearts.
弟兄姊妹，我們不應該以為因為我們的小朋友在教會裡面長大，或者在教會裡面去暑日學，就將神的話語已經放在他們的心裡面。
Let us continue to pray for one another, to pray for the next generation, and to pray for parents orParents of parents, on how they can share God's word.
讓我們繼續去為彼此禱告，為我們的小朋友禱告，去怎樣將神的話語繼續同他們宣講，同埋將他們藏在他們的心裡面。
So, we learn that God, to pursue God's wisdom, we need to pay attention and we need to place His word deep inside of us.
我們剛才講到，第一樣我們要了解神的话语，同埋第二样，我哋就将佢存喺我哋嘅心里面。
And verse 3 calls us to pray for insights.
第三节里面讲到嘅就要洞察嘅祷告。
Verse 3, furthermore, if you call out to insight and lift your voice to understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it like hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord.
在第三到第五節裡面講到，呼求明智，讓星求聰明，尋找他如同尋找銀子，搜求他如同搜求隱藏的珍寶，你就明白敬畏耶和華，得以認識神。
So this is the second conditional if. If you call out to insight, verse 3.
這個就是第二個如果，如果你去呼求神。
Cry out, crying out, raising your voice, acting in desperation and dependence upon the Lord.
我哋要高声去呼求，呼求神点样去帮助我哋去渴求佢嘅真理。
Jesus in his Sermon on the Mount, he said, to be blessed means to hunger and thirst for righteousness.
在登山寶訓那裡講到，我們要飢渴慕義去尋求祂的真理。
He also said in the same sermon, to ask and it will be given, to seek and you will find, to knock and it will be opened.
在裡面，馬太福音七章七節有講到，你要尋求就會尋到，敲門祂就會開門。
God's word calls us to hunger for His truth, incline and apply them to our lives.
神裡面講到，我們要去有渴饥渴慕义的心，不单止饥渴慕义，也是去应用在我们日常的生活里面。
So brothers and sisters, King Solomon called his sons to pray for insight, to intentionally and seek prayerfully the Lord's wisdom.
所罗门王在这里叫他们的儿女 係點樣去飢渴慕義咁去尋求禱告神嘅真理、神嘅旨意。
To lift your voice to understanding and seek it like the most precious thing there is. To search for this hidden treasure. Verse 4.
在第四節那裡叫我們尋找好像隱藏的財寶一樣是去竭力去尋找他的真理
So here it is, we are a body of Chinese Baptist Church
我們是CBC 的會眾
The key to our unity in different ministries here at this church
我們的合一在我們不同的事工上面
Of course is the good news of Jesus Christ, is the gospel
第一樣當然係耶穌基督嘅好福音啦。
And of course, it is God's word, His wisdom.
第二樣就係耶穌嘅智慧同埋佢嘅信息。
We must pray for insights to any situations, to any ministry challenges that we might have.
我哋好好禱告嚟到洞察佢嘅心意。
Before we make any decisions for the whole church, we must.Pray for God's insight and understanding.
我哋做任何決定之前都要祈禱嚟到尋找神嘅心意。
When we are praying about seeking new ministry opportunities, we must bring it to the Lord and seek His wisdom.
我哋去開往新嘅事工嘅時候，都係要去尋求神嘅旨意。
It's like if we do not pray and seek God's wisdom, it's like me not seeing perfectly.Walking without glasses.
如果我哋唔去竭力祷告寻求神嘅心意，就好似我行路唔戴眼镜睇得唔清楚咁样啦。
My vision is still the same. Last week I went to see an eye doctor. It's still the same, minus four.
上个礼拜去睇眼科医生都仲系话我有近视 minus 四度。
I cannot see clearly. I'm not sure who is sitting here. I know this Pastor Choi, but I don't know anyone else.
除了眼鏡，我除了看到 Pastor Choi， 還知道他在哪之外，我都看不到其他人的樣子了。
In the same way, if we go throughout our life, do church ministry without God's wisdom and God's word, we will not make good decisions.
如果我們去做神的事工，但是不去尋求神的心願，不去竭力禱告，不去明白神的智慧的話，就徒然了。
But when we pay attention to His word. When we seek His word and pray for insight, God will make it clear.
但如果我們竭力去尋求、去禱告、去尋找祂的旨意的話，我們就會明白清楚。
Now, does it guarantee that everything will be smooth and nice and without any bumps and challenges?
是不是尋求神的心意就一帆風順、無風無浪呢？
Whether it's in the life of the church or in a family relationships or even in our fellowships or small groups?
是不是就在我们的家庭里面，在我们的团契啊、教会啊、一切的侍奉上面呢？
We will still have those challenges.
我们当然会还是有挑战啊。
But isn't it wonderful that God gives us a prescription on how we canGo through that with His grace and with His wisdom.
好彩神喺呢度就俾我哋一个启示，点样先可以得到佢嘅祝福？点样可以嚟到面对呢啲嘅挑战
？God does not promise us a life of being a Christian without any trouble.
圣经从来冇话俾我哋听，做基督徒可以一帆风顺，无风无雨。
But in the midst of this fallen and sinful world, in the midst of our nature that is rebellious against God.
在这个歪曲的世代和我们一个叛逆的心
The Lord God calls us to pursue Him and His wisdom.
神在这里叫我们去寻求祂，寻求祂的旨意和寻求祂的智慧。
He wants us to be humble.
祂要我们去谦卑。
To be intentional in pursuing and chasing after Him.
叫我哋刻意咁去到尋求佢，刻意咁去尋找佢。
And then he promises in verse 4 and verse 5 again, then you will understand the fear or the awe of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God.
咁佢呢度讲到咧， 第五節佢講到，你就會明白敬畏耶和華，得以認識他。
Brothers and sisters, God's wisdom will help you and me evaluate all of life through His perspective.
通過明白佢嘅話語，大家就會明白神點樣睇呢個世界，嚟到行佢嘅旨意。
God's word will not disappoint you because it is always in our best interest.
神嘅話語係唔會令大家失望嘅，因為佢永遠都係存著對我哋最好嘅旨意。
Because the Lord God, He is guiding us towards Himself, towards His likeness, towards the image of His begotten Son.
因為佢喺呢啲話語裡面都係幫助我哋點樣去更加像佢，更加能夠活出佢嘅樣式。
With God's wisdom, with His insight, we as Christians will be able to avoid many troubles against us.
同一時間亦都可以幫助我哋去到避免好多不必要嘅麻煩。
We will avoid sins that we would commit against other people, especially against our loved ones.
亦都幫我哋避免一啲個人嘅罪，尤其是係對於我哋最親最愛嘅人。
And His insights, His wisdom will empower us to live a powerful Christian life towards the non-believers.
佢嘅話語俾我哋一個見證，幫助我哋去見證佢嘅榮耀，同埋俾我哋睇到一個基督徒喺呢個世界上應該係點樣活嘅。
So beginning today, brothers and sisters, let us resolve in our hearts, in our will.
好，從今日開始，讓我哋立志點樣去做。
And if you made it earlier this year or in your life, praise the Lord. But if you have not, let it be resolved today that in your heart and in your will.
如果你今年初已經開始立志點樣去尋找去閱讀嘅聖經嘅話咧，恭喜你！但係由今日開始，我希望大家都會開始立志去做。
To pursue God's wisdom through His Word, through the life and testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
通過神嘅話語，通過耶穌基督嘅生平，我哋點樣去尋找佢嘅話語嚟到明白佢嘅旨意
？Let's pray.
大家一齊禱告。
Heavenly Father, Lord God in heaven.
我們就天上嘅父。
Thank you for your love towards us.
感謝你俾我哋嘅愛。
Thank you for your Son Jesus Christ, who died on the cross on the third on the cross for our sins.
感謝你賜你嘅獨生兒子喺耶穌基督喺十字架上面替代我哋嘅罪。
Who was buried in the grave, was dead for 3 days.
喺墳墓裡面埋葬三日。
And who rose again on the third day, according to the scriptures.
喺第三日，聖經話俾我聽，佢喺墓裡面復活。
Thank you for this good news of the Lord Jesus Christ.
感謝你俾耶穌基督呢個咁好嘅信息俾我哋。
And thank you for the wisdom that you share with us through His life and through the Holy Scriptures.
感謝你嘅智慧由聖經裡面幫助我哋明白。
We as brothers and sisters recommit our hearts to be resolved to pursue You and Your Word.
我哋弟兄姊妹再一次喺你面前立志去追求你，尋找你嘅心意同埋明白。
Grant us grace and mercy.
佢俾你嘅慈愛。
And empower us by your Holy Spirit.
要聖靈去幫助我哋。
We pray all this by faith in your Son's name.
我哋嘅禱告係奉你兒子得勝嘅名字。
Amen.
Amen.